It's our business executive feature. Today we speak to a lady who has built up her career over two decades, and she's experienced in the area of public relations and marketing and advertising. With her creative skills, she's helped to enhance the brands of both local and international companies. She joined PR agency Joe Public in 2006 and has grown to where she is now, that is managing director of the firm. I'm joined on the line now by Kutala Holton. She's the MD at Joe Public. Thanks very much for joining us, Kutala. So just tell us a bit about your background, where you grew up and where you went to school.
Thanks for having me. I am a born and bred Capetonian and really started my career after traveling overseas after a short stint of out of high school, and have really been cutting my teeth in advertising. I didn't do a formal education, actually. I have literally learned on the job. And have obviously worked, gotten some learnerships along the way. But it's really been about cutting my teeth on the job.
Excellent. So in terms of cutting your teeth on the job, just tell us your progression from when you were just going in the early phases of your career up through to now.
Yeah, I started in a small Cape Town agency as a junior. Showed real interest in advertising and the communication space. So I literally started with a below the line background. So very much activations, promotions, working in the liquor industry predominantly. And over the years, I have grown, in quite a typical way in account management and client service in the advertising space. Worked for a couple of agencies until I reached my position now as managing director. Not so recently, about 2 years now, I've been on the job at Joe Public.
Yeah, so you joined Joe Public in 2006. What was that journey like? Obviously, now we're in 2020 and you are a head honcho, a managing director there, but presumably you wore several hats and there was a progression in your career.
Yeah, as I say, I've literally taken it step by step, starting as a junior. When I arrived at Joe Public, I was probably more like a midweight, what they call a midweight in account management. And have really worked my way with the team at Joe Public at a time where I had to learn, and I always say, be a sponge from everybody around me.
Yes.
Working on some of our smaller brands up until I took up my position in 2 years ago, having led quite a few of our big brands. I think one of my biggest brands at Joe Public was when we won the Nedbank business in 2013. That was a wonderful opportunity to bed down that business, work on such a massive, a brand that is part of the fabric of our society.
Yes.
And, it's quite a large piece of business, very diverse piece of business from a retail right up to your corporate investment banking, that really gave me a solid experience in being able to manage such a large piece of business and understand the ins and outs beyond just servicing, the typical sort of client service role.
Yes. So I understand that you also founded an organization called Ikamva Lakusasa. What's that all about and why was it important to set that up?
So as part of the transformation plan, so we've got, as part of our partnership, it's obviously we still have our founding members, and then we have a private equity firm that has joined the Joe Public team. Mm-hmm. And the three of us then formed our own company to buy the 26% shareholding. We did it for various reasons. It was one way to be able to have a group voice with the change in the transformation makeup. Mm-hmm. And it was also really had to do as well with being able to secure the funding that we would be required to secure to make the purchase.
Right.
So it's been part of that, the deal, really.
Okay, understood. So what kind of leader would you say you are?
I like to think that I've been an inspiring leader. I always, at Joe Public, we talk about our purpose being about growth. Having joined so many years, I always talk about myself being literally the epitome of that story of what we believe in, being the fertile soil to grow our people. Mm. I have done exactly that and been a proof positive of that. So I'd like to think that I am an inspiring leader. I'm inspiring to our greater team, our greater staff. I would like to think that I bring empathy to the team and a huge passion for creative solutions. That's our product. We are absolutely obsessed about bringing creative solutions for our clients. And that's very important for us to be able to imbue and inspire people to be able to do that every day.
Great stuff. So in these extremely difficult times where economies are in a mess and where industries are not sure whether they're going to have the same markets that they had, you know, pre-COVID, how are you assisting your clients to deal, you know, or to communicate their strategy and who they are in these very uncertain times?
Yeah, I believe our team is actually thriving in this time in terms of our strengths around partnering with our clients. You know, we don't believe in a transactional relationships. It's times like these where you do have to hold your clients' hands and walk this journey. So we are saying we're going back to what is the purpose of our brands. And very importantly, on our saying it's now is the time more than ever to be actioning on our purpose. It's not just about having a purpose anymore. It's about demonstrating those actions and really looking at, you know, almost like I always say, it's a time of reflection as well. We need to start thinking smarter. We need to start being, you know, the word agility starts being thrown around, but we do need to be agile. We need to be responsible and we need to be authentic. And so that's what we are busy partnering with our clients in this time and being able to look forward to the future because there is going to be better times. There will be better times, I believe.
Your story is really quite inspirational, especially because you say that you didn't necessarily have a formal qualification and you just worked hard from the beginning and went through the system. And, you know, you've actually excelled to a point where you're running things, so to speak. Being Women's Month, what's your message to a little girl or a young woman who's listening who would one day also like to be running things? And I don't mean in the kitchen. What's your message of inspiration to them?
My message, I think, is that we are surrounded by amazing people. When you go into an organization, it is important to leave your ego at the door and say, and come in and be a sponge. Learn from the people that are around you and have things to teach you. And be brave. There's no time like this, no better time and no important time to bring courage to work every day because our voices need to be heard and understood. And so I really am saying to people, I'm saying to women, we need to bring our courage because that's what it's going to take to get through these times and for us to be able to forge through and actually have more of us in these seats.
That was Kutala Holton. She's the managing director at Joe Public.